Malachas Kosev. Oh. How are you? Okay. So we're going to speak about continuing Malachas Kosev. What is the story? Two things we're going to raise. You write a letter, two letters Yechayev, that we discussed last week. Now, certain letters we know require Tagim, crowns, right? Shatnez Gates, Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin, Gimel Tzadi. Excuse me. Those letters require Tagim. So what's the din if you leave out Tagim? Stam what's the din in Safras where you leave out Tagim? Is that possible in the Torah? But say in Hilchas Shabbos, if you wrote a Zion and you didn't put the crowns, is that a Chisaron in the Chiyuv of Shabbos? That's one question.
Sorry, which Chiyuv?
Chiv of Bechal Shabbos. Chiv of Shabbos. And then the other question is, what if you write, it's called Ksav Meshita, was it's not the, those Ksav Ashuris is what they like to say for Torah Ksav. Let's say you write like a script type of Ksav, like we write Hebrew. So, Is that a chisaron to be chayav and Shabbos if you would write two letters, but not like, you know, say for Torah letters, but like a script type letters or Rashi type, you know, letters? And we'll be having I'm in the process of making another packet about that for maybe in 2 weeks from now. We'll have more about that. So. The Gemara says like this: Tana Niskavin Lichtov Osachas, page 2. For Olu Biyodo Shtayim, but he had in mind to write one letter, and it came out to be two. Rashi says. On top of page 2, Hayinu Nami Iskaven Lichtov Ches because of Shnei Zayinim. He wanted to write a Ches. So what is a Ches? A Ches is two Zayins and a hump on top. So he really wanted to write a Ches, but he ended up writing two Zayins, and he didn't attach them with the hump. So he wrote two letters. So one opinion says Chayiv, and the other opinion Vatanan Potter. So which one is it? Two Tanaitic opinions. Whether you chayav and potter. So this is Lokasha. Had the boy is a uni, had the little boy is a uni. So the way Rashi learns, the boy is a nusha, dain tzvichos roshi hazayin and lezayinan, betagin shalosh, hazayin tzvichos gimel ziyuni on mismol omala, min menachas. So he says that the it depends. If you put the tagin, the crowns, on the two Zions, so then you wrote two Zions, and you have the crown. But if you don't, then you potter. So basically what Rashi's saying is that you can, if a letter requires tagin, and you don't put the tagin in, then you're not a chayiv chatas or misa for chil shabbos. Even though you wrote two letters, but that's a chisaron in the letters to it's a chisaron in the letters to do that. Okay, so that's a very interesting chiddush, because you would think, okay, it's a Zion. Even without the crown. Crown is like a, you know, an ornate, you know. But Rashi's saying that that's like part of the Ikat Surah of the Os. And if it's lacking, then you didn't write it really write a Zayin. Even though it looks like a Zayin. Harav, Harav Newman. We're talking about the Ksiva of Shabbos, and we just learned from Shitas Rashi that if a person writes two Zayins, right? But he doesn't write the tag, you know, certain osios require a tag. He just wrote the letter without the not every letter requires a tag, but those that require a tag, so he didn't put the tag in, so then he's potter on Shabbos. That's Shitas Rashi. Now, if you look in the Sefer Truma, so he if you look in the Sefer Truma, so he argues, well, he quotes different shitas here. So we look at the second arrow. He says, "Achein," page 3, the second arrow. "Achein yesh lomar dehid mayri bekosvo toch sefer Torah." Or chutz lo sefer Torah, as on the skavel asos kamishpat sefer Torah. Aval b'lov hachi chayev b'lo tagin. He said that, words, if you're writing on Shabbos in a Torah, so then the tagim are important. So then, if you didn't write the tagim, you're going to be potter. But if you write stam on a piece of paper, not in a Torah, so a zayin is a zayin, even if it doesn't have tagim. Or he says, even chutz lo sefer Torah, t'imayi chutz lo sefer Torah, chutz lo sefer Torah, unless he wants to, you know, copy a Sefer Torah, so his kavana is to write like a Sefer Torah, even if it's not in the Sefer Torah. But it's not as though you're writing, then the tagin, it's still an os, even though there are no tagin. So that's the other shita that says that the Gemara never meant to say that that you potter if you don't put the tag in it.
And is it clear from Rashi that he was saying in every case?
Or just, I mean, that's a simple shot. If you look in the Rashi here on page 2, second line, Shadai tzichas rosh ha-zayinim zayinim v'tagin. Shalom sh'azayinim tzichas gimel ziyunim. He never says it's only talking about the Torah.
Who would write that in stam if you're writing shit?
What?
Who would write a Zion with Tagin if they weren't doing it for Sefer Torah?
They're writing a Tikkun.
Yeah. They're writing, they want to write in the fancy writing.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have printing back then. They wrote a Tikkun.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara here on page 5 in Menachos. Because I'm a Rava, Shiva Osios Shrichas Shloshes Yudin. There are three, there are seven Osios that need to have Tagim. Fail Hain, Shatna's Gaze. The Shin, the Ayin Test, Nun Zayin, Gimel Tzadi. Then there was Amar Rashi Chazinu, who was offering Taikinid. The Beirav, the Chatzul, who will tag in the Ches, the Tolway, the Kari, the Hay, Chatzul, the Gad, the Ches, Kolomachai, who Beruma Shalom. And then you put a, you know, a hump there, and that makes it the, takes it from two Zions and makes it into a Ches. So that's what we, So there's an interesting shita of the Sefer Yireyim. If you take a look on page 8. So he has a totally different shot. Totally different shot than the norm. Look what he says. I'm a rabbi. He was I also shrich as gimel the yunim. Shot is get paid the yunim. Shall yaser roshon ogul kazeh. Ela moshech kazeh. Shot is get she v'chol rosh ha'os gimel pinim. He says reizi b'nei adam she'osim tagim l'mala. The toes to be adam. He says that the whole idea that the Gemara says, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara's lashon was, here, take a look. Shiva, shricha shlosha ziyunim. So we normally interpret that means three crowns. Like you see over here, there are three crowns on the top. He says it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. It means you have to have, the way Rabbi Moshe Shapiro thought shot, was you have to have three, like a square. In other words, you see over here? It's not circular, it's not rounded to the top of the Zion. You have one line, another line, and another on top. As opposed to having a curvature. That's what it means. But nothing to do with any requirement of any requirement of having the, you know, the tagim, the lines going up. It just means it's square. So, I mean, obviously the four, square is four, but it means it has the one line, the other line, square, and nothing. So it's interesting that the safety range sheet is that there's no such thing as target. He holds it's just a mistake, which is such a basic thing. It's very interesting that he held the whole thing as a mistake.
What about the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, about Moshe Rabbeinu sitting in Rabbi Akiva's classroom and they're darshaning from the Targum?
Right, so the Targum he holds will just mean the the lines. Let's see if he even addresses that in a second.
The lines here are just a part of the letter, no?
Gufa oshech nimsra aziyos l'moshe. He says, Shalom bo rava lamdeinu ela gufa os. You're right. I mean, you could say he was darshaning the shape, but you're right. It's mistaber that lashon. Let's see if any of the farshim make that comment. I mean, you could just say it means that the three sides of the letter. You don't have to say it means the darshan the three sides. Okay, maybe we're used to thinking in those terms. That's because we're used to thinking in those terms. Doesn't mean that, you know, that's the only way you could think. Perhaps. Okay, so that's the story. So certainly, according to the Sefer Yireyim, you know, which you don't need what we call tagim. So of course, you'd be chayav on Shabbos even without what we call tagim, because tagim, he holds the whole concept of tagim was a mistake. But it's interesting that
he's a Talmud of Rashi, right?
Well, he's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. So, and Rashi, that's Rashi's Perush, right? Which shows these lines, no?
Yeah. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are known to argue all the time.
About the Metzias, right? They have the same Sifrei Torah.
Okay, I mean
different shitas, but if this is what the Osios look like,
what?
They address the Agarta with Rabbi Akiva and Moshe.
Well, it's interesting. Look in the Tosas, he even says Rabbeinu Tam Kosev Matikin Sefer Tolo Shehu Shibush. So then maybe that means he's following Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi is Rashi, because Rabbeinu Tam is what the Sefer Yireim is saying, because that was his Rebbe. What do you say, Max?
I was wondering, did he actually address
the Beretz version? No, I don't see that he addressed it. Okay, so there is a discussion here in the Magen Avraham on page 9. So says the Magen Avraham. Yeah, look where I put the arrow here on the side, the second arrow. The other boy is Yuni Hanish Bixava Shurs. Hold on, Shul Zinon Lo Nigmer Malachtam. Right? He explains that's a Rashi Sheshita. And if you don't put the tagim, you didn't finish the malacha. Vesha the b'ksiva daka nami potter came to nilkach miksav ashurus. Whereas k'siva daka is like what we write, script. So that's not a miksav ashurus is not. You know, we do just sticks, just lines. We make a base, we make a gimel. We just it's lines. A dalet is a line and a line. So that's k'siva daka. So he says, and maybe you're also potter in Ksiva Daka. Yeah. Because it's not the full os. It's just like a mimicking of the real Dalit. The real Dalit is not just a line. It's a whole filled in thing. Right? It's not just a line and a line. No, it's a thickness to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So he says, after the Ksiva Daka Nami Potter came to Nukach Muksav Shurs. It was a mistaber that if you miss the Tagim you Potter, so certainly if you just write the way we write Hebrew, certainly you should be Potter. Right? So that would be a very big kula. Doesn't mean it's Mutter, but at least it won't be a Chai of Rebarais.
He would say that the way we write is just a Ravana from the Magen Avraham.
Right. But then he says, B'ksav Akum came to K'sav Shalahem Lama Lo Yitzchayiv. But it could be that if it's that's only because the way we write Hebrew is a mimicking of the real thing, so we're doing a half-baked job, so we're not Chayiv. But if you write another language, right, you write an S, you write a T, so there's no necessarily thickness to those things. So maybe in those languages you'd be chayiv even with the regular sticks.
Is this just talking about printing or also with script in English?
Printing and script, perhaps.
Script is, I think, more background.
So if I need to write on Shabbos, maybe according to Magen Avraham, it's better to write in Hebrew. Because it's a derabanan because there's a thick form of it. But if I write in English where there's no thick form of it,
maybe in the Hanama, that's what he seems to be saying.
A Hebrew script today, for example, is that like modern would that also be a derabanan?
He says, "Efshar the Ksiva Dakanami Potter came to Nukal Psav Ashur." So Psav Akum came to Kshav Shalahem Lam Lo Yischayev.
Well, I mean, there's a printed the letters here, Ashuri letters. But if you're saying that like modern day Hebrew when you write in script, what would that be? What category would that be?
Yeah, so that would be also Ksiva Daka. Which is no, you know, the way we write is just sticks, not lines. We don't have the way Sefer Torah is written is bold, you know, it's a whole thing. You write the tzura and then you fill it in and, you know, the whole thing. Well, now there is Rabbeinu Yerucham, take a look on page 10. The official name, not everyone knows this, the official name is Sefer Toldos Adam Chava. It was Berish Mandelbaum, as you mentioned him. Berish Hashem Atal Mechachem, he was the librarian in YU from 1948 to 1998. And Rav Yaakov Dov, he wrote this, sorry, Elif, I was very close with him. He was a Yid from Varsha. Rabbi Jacob Mandelbaum. He was the librarian for many years. So once I was looking in the card catalog, where's the Rabbeinu Yerucham? So he said to me, look on the Tuf. I said, Tuf? Why Tuf? Rabbeinu Yerucham Reish Yud. So I said, no, because the name of the Sefer officially is Toldos Adam Vechava.
I think it's a machlokus, if I'm not mistaken, whether Toldos Adam Vechava is by the same Rabbeinu Yerucham. I discussed this with our friend Yehuda. Before.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the scholars say, I don't know.
Well, Tashma has an essay on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so take a look in the page 11. He says, Matsasi Megillium Shemati Rabbeinu Tam Lichtov B'chol Amoid B'ksivas Mashki Shiksiva Daka. The Rabbeinu Tam says you can write a Chol Amoid with stick, you know, the stick letters. Below Shinoi. You don't even have to do a Shinoi. Shaksiva Atzma Shinoi. Sherei Lo Nidda B'Sinai. No, Ksiva Gatha. Because the fact that you're writing, excuse me, thin and not thick, that itself is a Shinoi. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that if you want to write, say you write Hebrew, he doesn't machalik between Hebrew and English, but certainly in Hebrew, I mean, he says that that's called that's mutter. I mean, he says, well, it could be, it needs to be Tzorach HaMoed. You know, Tzorach HaMoed, it's a Malachas Hedyot, that's for sure, the way we write. So Malachas Hedyot could be Mutter with Tzorach HaMoed. But then there still is a minhag to make a Shinoi. So he says, but this itself is a Shinoi. So you don't need to even have a Shinoi. It's also interesting, there's a Shut Ramah speaks about on page 13. Asher shalani imutu leishev al teva sheish bo sifri kodesh. V'yesh lochosh v'zeh mishum b'izoyin hasfarim. In other words, are you allowed to sit on a box that has svarim in the box? Or is that improper?
Should I say it again?
Say you have a wooden box that has svarim in the box. Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to sit on top of that wooden box?
So whether it's continued or
not.
Well? Is the question regarding like whether it's ketiva or...
Oh, so the Ramah says... On page 15, look at page 15. He says, third line, Iker svarim shalanu ksuvim unidpasim b'ksav she'ino ashurim. He says, he's saying most of our svarim are not written b'ksav ashuri. We'll have to discuss in a future shiur, this ksav that we have, is that ksav ashuri or is that something in between? That might be ksav ashuri, like the Shefa pointed out. But he says, Igor Svon Shalano were not, in the time of the Ramah, were not written. Because, a lot, you know, in the old days, how were the Svon written? How were the Svon written in the old days? Like in Rashi, like here, page 11, like the Rabbeinu Yerucham here. So he says a lot of the printed svarim were not written with bold letters. And why is that? Because you're really not supposed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. You're not supposed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. But we're matir because people will forget. So they still wanted to do it in a way where it's not really a ksiva. So that's why the svarim were not printed, you know, b'ksav ashuris. He says, it could be the whole issue of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh is only when you write it b'ksav ashuris. So that's why they... We have he's suggesting that. So he says that it could be that therefore the svarim, the kedusha of the svarim that were written in the ksav Rashi or the other ksav, a lot don't have so much kedusha, and therefore if you're in a box, you can sit on the box. That's the Ramah. But if you look at the Beis Yosef here on page 16, it says Kasim Sefer told us Adam Chava. But the Ramah says, so he's saying, no, maybe, you see, in those times they still wrote in stick letters, and they still require shinoi. But the Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, says that you don't even need shinoi. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 17, he says also lichto b'chol moed afil lagia osachas b'sefer osur. You can't write, meaning poskim say that means k'sav ashuris, like in a sefer Torah. Hagol Tzorch Rabin Yesh Osrin Kol She'eino Tzorch Hamoed. Has to be Tzorch Rabin is still Osir if it's not Tzorch Hamoed. So he's saying because the way that I think Mishmur explains it, this is not talking about Ksav Ashuris anymore. He's saying even regular Ksav is called a Maisa Uman. So it's Osir because it's a Maisa Uman. Unless it's if it's Tzorach Rabin and Tzorach Hamoed, then the Maisa Uman could be Mutter. But if it has to be Tzorach Hamoed. V'yesh Matirin, to say that it's Malachas Hedyot. So Malachas Hedyot is Mutter with Tzorach Rabin. V'nogul l'hakel b'ksav shalanu she'enu Maisa Uman. So we're makel, and aksav is not maisa uman. That's aksav, the stick lettuce, is not a maisa uman. So mela, it could be mutter if it's l'tzar hamoid.
But he doesn't mention the matter of daka here. It's maisa uman is. Or the lack of being Maisa Uman question, is the reason for the...
Right, but why is it Maisa Uman? Right, so the question is, what's this machlokas, whether it's Maisa Uman or not?
Bukhara. It's not Maisa Uman.
Unless in those days, not everyone was literate. Not everyone knew how to write. So even if he writes, you know, in the way we write, which is maybe some consider that a Maisa Uman. But he says v'nogu l'hakel, that it's not considered a maisa uman, but it has to be so it's a maisa hedyod. But a maisa hedyod is mutter if it's l'tzor hamoed, whereas a maisa uman, that's l'tzor hamoed, is only if it's l'tzor harabim, then it would be mutter. It's a Maisa Uman. You see, if you look at the Prima Gadim on page 19, it says, Yesh Osim Sovim Ksiva Maisa Uman. Hava Mashita Kuli Alma Modim De Maisa Hedyot. So he's saying that maybe that Ksiva was, but Mashita, everyone agrees that's Maisa Hedyot. So it's a Maisa Hedya and Tzorach Rabim, it's Mutter, even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. But if it's Tzorach HaYochid and Maisa Hedyot, then it would also be Mutter. But if it has to be Tzorach HaMoed.
Is
that similar? Like,
if you don't write it down now, you don't forget it.
Like
you write it down, Torah.
Right.
Is that
Torah Hamoed?
It's
what, to write something down, so you shouldn't forget. Yeah, Mustama. So Torah Hamoed. So Mela, it could be Mutter Al Yidei Maisa Uman. By Maisa Hedjim, rather. So Chora, the Prima Gadim, is saying, Ak Siva. That we have the, it's for sure Maisa Hedyot. So it would be Mutter. So if it's Tzorach Rabim, Maisa Hedyot would be Mutter. And if it's Maisa Uman, it would be Mutter if it's Tzorach Rabim and Tzorach Hamoed. The Maisa Uman. But if it's a Maisa Hedyot, then it has to be Sarach HaMoed. But only by Maisa Hedyot. By Maisa Uman, that's not Sarach HaRabim, that's going to be Osir. So Maisa Uman will only be Mutter if it's a Sarach HaRabim. And Sarach HaMoed. So a regular writing is like when you write. A regular writing would be Maisa Hedyot, and if it's Sarach HaMoed, then it has to be Sarach HaMoed. But if you write calligraphy or stuff like that, so that's going to be Osir. That's Maisa Uman, and Maisa Uman will only be Mutter when it's Tzorach HaRabim. Tzorach HaRabim, Tzorach Moed. Then there's a whole discussion in the Beis Yosef of Hilchos Gittin. What if you write a get, but not in the Ksav of Ashuris? That's what he writes here on page 21. Shamati sheish megamgimim al get hakosu b'ksav kun vital. Shum delo mikri ksav.
The question is whether it's a good get, or are you allowed to do it on the mode?
No, this is about whether it's a good get or not. So he has a whole discussion of, you know, these other ksavim, whether they're a good get or not. Because maybe a ksav is not a ksav.
Mishum
Delo Mikri Ksav. He says that's not a Ksav. That's not a Ksav.
What does that mean?
In other words,
the font is not writing. Just because you have a specific font, it's not Ksav?
But you, in other words, say you're writing you're not writing the Ksav Ashuris. But the word is the Sefer Torah Ksav. So it could be that it's not even a ksav. Or it could be it is a ksav, but it's only a Maisa Hedyot. And then it's still maybe considered a ksav. Mm-hmm. Or you could say it's ksav b'shinui. But he has a whole discussion here for Hilchos Gittin.
Script, that's the Ashkenazi way of writing Ashuri, right? Right. So what if the Sephardi writing an Ashkenazi get, or vice versa, Ashkenazi writing a Sephardi?
Yeah.
So then it would be possible, though? Like, if you wrote the get, it's Ashkenazi, or Sephardi, and you write the opposite script.
We'll see. Take a look on page 25 of Gutman Sefer here. He said on the left, on the right side. Alkol parim ha'olam yikol anal b'ksav ashuris ein heima osam osios hanogos banu lichtol yonum ksav stam. Right? You know, Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. Right? Osios merubal shalanu anitpas b'chol hasidurim erigilim b'neinu ein krovim ksav velish. So that's also called ksav ashuris. Like this Sefer. Vachar di lono kim kozos vadik siva daku mishita hamuskar barishoinim hakavano ksav tzuros osios nikrob if you call osios rashi o ksav yiddish shalono.
Sorry, what does Zalish mean?
It's a type of ksav. It's a type of ksav. Chibur b'shar tzion, v'alzeh kivan ha'goz maimon rabbeinu rukum, t'kos ksav sur sosya shal anu, ein lohem din ksav klal, v'in melech ha'shabas. So he says, some hold that, that it's not a ksav at all. Maybe it's not even a ksav.
In other words, this is what we're looking at here.
He says, kind of, yeah. Time to look at ksav. We are magavram. The hevdim kar niskan l'shtamish b'tzuros hosios elu shalul l'shem b'tzuros hosios elu hu ksav ashuris mekuko. Shum hachinami dor miksav akum. That's what opposed to Hashem ksav. The shum ikas kavus b'leod m'shtamish b'tzuros hosios elu tzor chsiva mishum hachik Hashem ksav. Shekin ksav m'shita elu elu d'mos chsivos l'ksav ksav ashuris. And then he says that this machlokus is discussed in the Beis Yosef by Ksivas HaGet. If you write the way we write, is that, would that be a good get or not? So it comes out very interesting ideas here that the real Ksav, and I'm in the middle of making a packet about. There's a famous Ramah that says you can't use Ksav Ashuris for Dvarim Shel Chol.
Really?
Because Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, has Kedusha, so you can't. Because Rav Shecht is Machmir when he sends out a wedding invitation or a mitzvah invitation, it's all written in script, the Hebrew. Not written, and most people have the block letters when they send out an invitation. Okay. So we'll have a separate packet of that. That's a separate discussion whether you need Maisa Adam or not.
Your friend Rabbi Abadi has an unusual opinion there, right?
Yeah, well, Rabbi Abadi Shita is that Yitzchak Abadi. That if you take a brush, you have a stencil, and you take a brush, and you brush with the stencil, so that's Ksiva. And you can write a Sefer Torah that way. And it could be the Pashas is like him, but it's. It's very Mekudish for people to swallow it. But he holds that that's a ksav. That it's a Maisa Adam. It's, you know. He showed me once a Sefer Torah like that. Beautiful, beautiful Sefer Torah. I mean, obviously, people get upset, but it's not Pashut, that he's wrong.
What's the mechanics?
What's
a stencil? Yeah,
stencils.
I forgot.
When you were a kid, you had like these paper with a cutout of the letter C in it, and you fill in the cutout place, and magically there's a letter C there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's different letters. So you fill it in with the crayon where the space is, and you'll have a C, a B, an E.
Right.
So basically, he had the. He has a stencil of the whole Torah, precious Baruch Hu, and then you take a brush, and you brush it, so you'll fill in all the cut out parts. So mainly, you pick it up, and there's your Torah.
What about a printing press? I think they had a big press with a chakika. Is that engraving or?
Yeah, that's a separate thing. So I gave shiurim on this when we learned Gittin. I gave shiurim on Rabbi Badi Shita. You know, there's a lot to say for it. And he, like, what Rabbi Badi says is, you know, it's well thought out. It's not just,
Maybe a person giving Makad in the midst of Ksiva's Sefer Torah. Like, may not want to lean from it. May not want to hear Parshat Zachar from it.
Yeah.
But you can, at least, according to that opinion, be Makad in the midst of Ksiva's Sefer Torah for base.
Right.
A couple $100.
Right. I mean, but he holds it Spanish, you know, but obviously not everyone agrees.
So, okay. Wait, are you hired on Shabbos to do the Akika with Kosev, or...?
We'll talk about that. That's a separate...
It's not working. So what's
most fun about English letters?
English letters, so...
Originally it was like the same letter, it was more common.
Right. We said that, well, the previous year we said a lot that it's but maybe that's only if you write it for Ksava. Sure, I mean, that's a chokas. B'chol Lashon means in every Lashon, Yechayim. What does that mean? If you write in Hebrew characters, then Yechayim in the transliteration of any language. That was the Orz Arur Shita, that if you write in English, it's only the Rabbanan. But we saw the Magen Avraham today, as Dr. Einstein pointed out, that the Magen Avraham today says that a different idea.
So what about typing on a computer?
Oh, we're going to have... That's a future share.
That's a future share? Okay.
Yeah. These are fascinating... Ksav Akum came in Shehu Ksav Shalahem. So he's saying the opposite of the Orz Arur. The Orz Arur is Ksav Akum is Potter. He's saying, no, it's a Ksav, it's the Ksav, so you should be Chayef. It's the Orz Arur says that you're Potter. The Mishnah says B'chol Lashon, so Orz Arur says B'chol Lashon means that you write with Hebrew characters, but you transliterate to a different language. And then you'll be chayev. But if you write A, B, C, this, you won't be chayev. But the Magen Avraham seems, and the Ramah quotes that. But the Magen Avraham seems to say something different here. So it comes out of interesting machlokas, where first of all, if you don't put tagin in, are you chayev? What is tagin? And this idea of the Ksav Meshita, where is the status? So you see in Hilchas Chol Moed, it has a status that maybe it's Melechus Hedyot, and maybe it's, you don't even need a Shinoi. And in terms of Kedusha Sfarim, also Ramor has a tshuva that if you put Sfarim that were written, the Ksav Meshita, in the box, you can sit on top of the box, because that doesn't have so much Kedusha. Okay, so that's just next week we should continue.